Who's the outspokesperson? Jared, the fat lesbian? Get the hell out of here. That ain't no dude. That dude got a vagina between his legs.
It's been a little while.
That it has.
Hey, welcome to TDF Radio. Todd Worthington.
Screaming on the mic, as usual.
Beat me.
James Ridgewood here.
We've kind of taken a little hiatus, but that's what we do.
That it is.
That's what we do. I'm feeling a little weird doing this right now.
Why do you feel weird?
I told you why before, but Stacy's in the other room and probably listening in at the moment.
Is she making you dinner yet?
No, that's coming up.
Oh, I see.
That's partly why we're going to have a short podcast, but the other reason is personal on your end.
That it is.
Mr. James Ridgewood.
I got laundry to do. True story, among other things.
Among other things. Laundry to do and then laundry to dirty.
That is a true story. I do not deny it. There is a distinct possibility that may go on.
Hey. Good for you. Good for you.
All right.
I'm happy for you.
Okay.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking the Stone collaboration with Baird and Ishii Brewing Company. It's a Japanese green tea IPA. But in typical Stone fashion, I taste more IPA than green tea. I'm gonna give it another taste though.
Tasting. Sipping beer is good radio.
I taste very little, if any, green tea. It's not a bad beer. I like it, but whatever.
I don't dislike pretty much anything from Stone.
Yeah. I actually knew that this was coming out. I bought it, by the way, at the Best Damn Beer Shop. You know, Super Junior Market on 7th Ave. Got to check that shit out if you haven't. It's a very, very decent bottle shop. But I subscribed to the Stone blog, which I got to give a small shout out to. And that's how I knew that this shit was coming.
You know, I've been looking to add something to my reader.
The Stone blog is not like, it's not full of hits or anything. But at the same time, if you want to know sort of what beers are coming out, it's pretty solid. I subscribed to it, and back when, maybe it was like 4 or 5 months ago, they had these two spicy beers, like beers with cayenne pepper in them or some type of peppers. They were pretty awesome, actually. Crime and Punishment, two different beers. It was awesome. They were delicious.
Nice. So we are back, but we're back for just a short one. But stay tuned because we have some interesting news about a remote podcast to come.
That we do. This is all sort of dependent on me getting that computer to work properly. With that would be figuring out a portable computer with our podcasting equipment rather than the normal computer that we usually use.
And
not to get
too
technical on you guys, but that sort of leads into, I guess, maybe our next topic a little bit.
Excellent segue. Very excellent segue.
Totally. I telegraphed it like nobody's business.
You're born for this.
Hell yeah.
So, finally, I got a new phone.
What'd you get?
I got the HTC Thunderbolt. Survey says pretty rad. It's still running Android 2.2.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it's skinned with
HTC. That's Froyo, right? Froyo.
Yeah. No.
See, look at me throw this shit out.
Yes, it's Froyo.
Yeah, Gingerbread's 2.3. That's what I got.
Gingerbread's 2.3 on, you know, HTC puts a pretty, like, heavy skin.
Yeah.
On it, which I like. You know, it makes it, you know, easy to navigate for somebody who only likes to think that they're good with technology but actually isn't.
HTC's been pretty, they've been known to do that. They've skinned up a lot of their phones. I remember I used to have whatever the Windows Mobile HTC one is. It wasn't a bad phone. It was okay for the time. That was sort of right around like the iPhone 1G days, you know.
But it was a decent
phone.
I have become like a fiend for Angry Birds. I didn't have it before because I had a BlackBerry. It's a stupid game, a ridiculously stupid game, but I can't stop playing it. It's fantastic.
I have to admit that I played a fair amount of it.
And you just got a new one too.
That I did. I have the Samsung Nexus S 4G on Sprint. It's running 2.3, so that's Gingerbread. And this is the one where Sprint basically did nothing. They didn't skin it at all. They're taking drops direct, like software drops, directly from Google, with no customization essentially. So allegedly, it can take over-the-air firmware updates directly from Google if, you know, when Honeycomb, when they're ready or whatever. But more importantly, they didn't lock out any of the features that are like awesome on Android.
Right. Yeah. It's basically like a rooted phone that you got.
I mean, it's not rooted. Like, you can't do everything. I mean, you could root it, which is no big deal. But, like, you know, there's nobody locking out, like, the tethering or anything like that. So you can just tether if you want to. Although I've heard if I use it too much, I mean, eventually they're going to figure that shit out and charge me. But I've been using about maybe somewhere between 500 MB and a gig of traffic a month and nothing. So, and that's pretty tethering traffic. That's that's not a...
I was going to say, like, just how much are you doing on your phone there?
Oh, I mean, as my loyal listenership would know, you know, I don't drive really. So when I'm sitting there on the train, you know, I got my tethered phone hooked up to my laptop for like, you know, an hour a day.
Where is your car right now?
Actually, my car is parked like 8 blocks away from my house. Yeah. I brought it home last night. I was actually out late. I'm actually kind of tired right now.
True story. Good for you.
I was actually at Ocean's 11 Casino, no doubt.
Really?
That I was.
Did you win?
I did, yeah.
Well, you do. That's what you do.
I have been known to win before. No, some buddies of mine wanted to get them to play. I mean, this is sort of out of band of what we were planning to do, but some buddies of mine wanted to get us to play some game that they don't normally play there, and we actually convinced them to play it. It was pretty awesome.
Mm. What game?
It's called Deuce to Seven Triple Draw. It's a pretty degenerate game, but it's pretty awesome. So basically, the idea is it's a 5-card draw game,
mm-hmm.
and you draw up to 3 times. So, like, you know, you bet, then you discard some cards. Then you get more cards, then you bet, then you discard and get more cards, then you bet, then you discard and get more cards, and then you bet.
Okay.
Yep.
It sounds kind of...
There's a lot of betting.
It sounds like a whole lot of betting.
Yeah, there's a lot of betting. Pots get gigantic. And the best possible hand is deuce, 3, 4, 5, 7. As long as they're not all the same suit, because then you got a flush and that's bad. You're looking to make the absolute worst possible poker hand.
That is a degenerate game.
It is pretty degenerate.
That's fantastic. I think I want to play.
Yeah, I had never played it for higher than 50 cent $1. Like, and never even like, and I'm not talking like online where people are taking this shit seriously. I'm talking some buddies of mine wanted to play it one time and we were like, oh, fuck, let's play for 50 cents. No big deal. And we played it. And then we decided, oh, let's play it for $20, $40. And then we did.
Wow.
Yeah, the swings were gigantic.
That's I just couldn't swing that.
it was significant.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll get to where we can possibly play that soon.
Ocean's 11 Casino.
Right.
Some weekdays. Not all of them, because they don't normally spread it unless, like, hey, if you want to meet me, but I'm not going to tell you who I am, you can come there. Whatever.
Well, I was teasing what we were going to talk about later, but obviously I wasn't doing that very well.
Oh, my bad.
So the next one is the TDF may have to make a new social media page for all 12 of our fans.
That's true. That is true. Now that we have Google+, and you know, one thing is, though, I don't know if Google+ is going to allow us to have sort of, I mean, we sort of anonymize. James Ridgewood, as you may have found out, may not be my real name. and if you've been reading, like, a bunch of tech sites and shit, just because I'm a big nerd, I read that stuff, you know, they're not too down with anonymous shit going down on their social network.
Right, but maybe we could do, maybe they'll have, as it evolves, maybe they'll have, like, fan pages of things, you know?
That's true. They might.
Like, we could just be a bar again, like we are on Facebook.
Yeah. All I know is a bunch of my buddies who, like, were, like, anti-Facebook, you know? They were like, oh, I'm not doing Facebook. They're on Google+.
Right.
Now, at the same time, I don't think I know any women. Like, I mean, I have friends who are women on Google+, but I don't think I know any women who are, like, super active on Google+. And I know a lot of women who are super active on Facebook. So I think Google+ has cornered the male market, which,
yes,
you know, may dry up when they realize that they're not going to get laid, because I think that that's sort of Facebook's niche.
Maybe Google+ is like the nerd man cave right now. You know, you could just go there.
I can see that.
You know, and the chicks aren't there. You know, Stacy and I got the Google+ invite at the same time. And I was like, hey, this looks cool. I'll do it. She's like, I'm not going to do it. No thanks.
Yeah. I don't know what the deal is with that, but it's definitely true. You know, like, I would say that most of the things on my wall or whatever the fuck you call it in Google+,
mm-hmm.
I think it's the stream.
Yes.
Most of the shit on my stream is, like, shit about cars and shit about liquor and stuff like that. So I don't know.
To do what they call in the biz a callback, have you put the Google+ app on your phone yet?
Oh, dude, I did that immediately. Like, nice. The moment I had a Google+ account, I had Google+ on my phone.
I actually had it the opposite way. I knew it was coming because I...
Whoa, you cut out.
Those tech logs and stuff.
Oh, okay. And
I got the app well before I had an account.
That just means you're kind of a poser.
Does it? Is that what it means?
Nah, it's cool.
I don't want to be a poser.
Eh.
I'm not quite nerd enough to be nerd, but I'm definitely not cool enough to be cool.
So you're somewhere in between there.
Right.
Not quite a poser.
Right. That was me with no friends.
It's all good.
That's what happens.
One of my buddies had a Google+ account long before I did, and he was sending out, like, the pseudo invites that they had at first before everybody got on.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, are you on yet? But yeah, I mean, not that I'm, like, trolling for women, because, you know, I have a girlfriend, she's great and all that, but right. There are no women on Google+. So dudes, if you are trying to get laid, Google+, not the place to do it.
But maybe, I'm just thinking about this now, like, we didn't prep to talk about this, but maybe Google+ is the place that TDF can really tap. Because chicks don't listen to this.
That is true. My girlfriend has said that our show is horrible.
Right. She said it's horrible, so she's listened twice now?
I don't even know if she gave it a second go. I think after she heard fuck like 5 million times, she's just like, fuck you guys. I think she said fuck to say that we were saying fuck too much. Like, fuck you guys for saying fuck too much. Fucking fucks.
It's funny when she says fuck. She just, like, you don't expect it from her. You know? Oh, wait, here. This is, I have a quote. Hang on.
Okay.
I gave it all of 5 minutes and was like, this is fucking stupid. You
see?
Is that off of this podcast or is this off one of the previous ones?
That's off a previous one.
Oh, so I said pretty much the exact same thing, like a fucking right. douchebag.
Right. This was long ago, though.
Oh, I see.
But I made a drop of it. Because
well, I apparently have the same stories that I had from fucking... That's sort of the tagline of our podcast, you know, continuing the stories we were talking about like 5 million years ago when you were drunk.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Except we're older now than when we first had the idea. We don't drink as much and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we're drinking now because we're not going to be posers and shit.
Right.
We're representing liquor. Although this green tea IPA pretty much just tastes like IPA. Sorry, Stone. But, I mean, it's delicious nonetheless. And it does have sort of like a funky taste to it. But, you know, I've been known to drink green tea before and I know what it tastes like. And this doesn't really taste like it.
Hmm. So I think one thing that we can offer our listeners, because, I mean, yeah, we're getting older. We're not going to be, you know, getting shit-faced, wasted, you know, on a school night. But
every time. Not every time.
I think it's either going to be, we don't make a schedule for this. It's like, hey, you want to do it? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
So it's either going to be, you know, coming up pretty soon here, in the month of September, there's going to be a mobile podcast from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Boom.
Boom.
This does involve me getting my Linux laptop to power our fucking podcast, but yeah, I think I can do it.
I got mine if we...
Oh,
if
all right then.
Remember, we've done them from here.
Literally, when the new MacBook Airs came out, I mean, I'm such like kind of a loser that I literally got all the way to the button where it's like, buy now. And it's like, you've already approved all the fucking, you put in all the info and all that shit. And then it's just like, boom, click. Now the shit ships to your house. Why didn't I get one?
Yeah.
Because I was like, $1,300 is a lot of money.
Hmm. Did you make enough playing degenerate poker to... cover MacBook Air?
Yes.
Yes. So maybe we'll be podcasting from a MacBook Air.
I don't know. I've heard that shit's got battery problems. We'll see.
All right.
We'll see. Plus my new my old laptop.
We're going to be bringing our equipment to Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah, guaranteed. In the month of September. Watch out for it. There will be some tweeting action to let you know.
It's gonna be disgusting.
A little bit.
We're going with our girls, and they've basically recused themselves from anything that we're gonna do.
Yeah, that's definitely true. So watch it our Twitter, you know, at TDF Radio. Just throwing that out there.
Or Facebook. We gotta clean up that Facebook, man.
Yeah, it's kind of old school.
It's kind of old school, and two, it's like, you have to search to find the fan page. We don't have like a dedicated URL where we can be like, yeah, we're facebook.com/TDF radio. We're just like, yeah, put it in the search bar. We come up. You might come up with, you know, the Donaldson Fellowship. You might come up with Tour de France.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is going on right now.
Yeah. Do you know who's winning? I got no idea.
No.
Some guy who's doping.
Probably. But yeah. I always like watching the Tour de France, but it makes me feel like a lazy fuck. But now knowing that everybody dopes, I don't give a shit. I'm like, yeah, I could probably win the Tour de France if I was doping.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you know, cut one of my balls off and then fucking give me a bunch of HGH.
Well, it would drop a significant amount of weight for me. So it would, you know, just.
Yeah.
I fly.
When you cut your balls off, you mean?
Right. Just one of them.
Yeah, that would be like, you know, now you weigh one third of what you used to weigh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, watch out for our podcast in Vegas. I got to make sure that all this shit runs. And if not, then we'll use Todd's laptop.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
Money in the bank. Hanging in there.
Yeah.
So football is going to be back.
Football, Chargers. Hell yeah. Yeah, I mean, I sort of think that the whole NFL lockout was a little microcosm for the fucking political, essentially, lockout that's going on.
Right.
Which means, you know, I think they're all going to fucking wait till the last minute and get a fucking deal done right before preseason.
Mm-hmm. But you know it's the last minute now, right?
Dude, they like got till August 2nd. They do. Well, they do. And they don't have to even get a permanent deal done then. They'll just be like, oh, we temporarily do it for the next month, and then we'll get a deal done in the next month. They're going to bitch out on this just like everything else.
I've got a theory. I've got a theory about the whole thing.
Let's
not
hear
the
Let's
NFL. But I think that, one, it's happening because, you know, they're trying to, you know, fuck with the 2012 election for sure. And two, they're making it out to be like this is a super liberal guy, and he's not. What he is a super black dude. And he's not even that black, but he's a black dude. And so anything in a, you know, in this kind of thing, they're just going to be like, oh, this super liberal black guy is fucking up everything.
Yeah.
I think that's, oh, that I think that's
there
part,
was like some fucking weird feedback right there. Fucking Skype, piece of shit.
I know.
It'll be way better in Vegas when we're both hardwired. Shit.
It'll be good. It'll be a good podcast in Vegas.
Hell yeah. No, I totally agree with you. I mean, both sides, I think, are kind of being bitches. Like, Obama's being like, ooh, we're going to default if fucking, you know, if they don't get something done by August 2nd. Bullshit. The U.S. is not defaulting on shit. You want to know what happens when the U.S. defaults? Fucking billions of dollars get lost and congressmen start getting killed. Like, that's what fucking happens. You know, you don't just take finance people and fucking make them lose billions of dollars and everybody's like, oh, it's cool. No, people lose billions of dollars and then people start dying. All right? Wow. Shit's bad.
This podcast is getting saucy.
Yeah. No, hey, I'm not advocating killing anybody. I'm just saying this shit's going to get done, all right? Because nobody wants to get killed. Problem solved.
Just not by you. They're, like,
oh,
that's not what
no,
you're
no, 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 no. I'm not killing nobody. I'm not. I don't give a shit. You want to not get the deal done? Okay. I don't lose billions of dollars. I'm cool with it. What you're worried about is the people who lose billions of dollars. They're going to be pissed. You know? So,
right.
Whatever. I think, you know, August 1st comes around. Maybe August 2nd, early morning. Shit gets done. Maybe just a temporary deal. Something's going to happen. It's going to be like the NFL lockout. You get a week to fucking trade some guys, and then it's preseason.
So, to the NFL, how bad are the Chargers going to do this season?
They're actually, Vegas is predicting them to be like the third best team in the NFC, I think. Maybe even second. I think it's third, though. I think they're behind the Pats and the Steelers.
Does that take into account North?
It does not take into account North Turner, but it does not take into account the new Patriot acquisitions, which are fucking ballin'. Ocho Cinco on the Patriots. Sick. All I know is, like, you know, Bill Belichick has sort of a rep for being able to take players who are fucking douchebags and they shut the fuck up when they're on his team. I don't know how it works. I really don't. Like, Randy Moss, no trouble when he's on. I mean, not that he ever got into any trouble with the law or nothing like that, but
he was just a dick.
Yeah, he was just a fucking dick. And, you know, now he's on the Titans and he's a fucking dick and they're going to release him and he's going to go somewhere else. But, you know, I don't know how he's going to handle Albert Haynesworth and Ocho Cinco, but I think it's going to work out. And I think they're going to be, I mean, they're definitely going to be the front runners to win the AFC.
Well, it's ironic because the exact opposite thing happened with Tom Brady. He went in as an absolute nobody, picked up in the sixth round, and now he's become a douche.
That is true. But he's not a douche to, like, the other players. He's just a douche to, like, the women that he knocks up.
Knocks up, leaves, and then starts banging hotter chicks. Hotter, not
whether they're
chicks.
Hotter, they're just not pregnant. I don't know who's hotter. I mean, they're both hot, but one of them was less pregnant.
Right. The less pregnant one probably, you know, was a little more receptive to further advances.
To Brady Cock?
Right.
I see.
And speaking of that, we are closing in on our timeout here, but What are your predictions? What are your predictions, not Vegas predictions, for the Chargers and the rest of the season?
I think the Chargers win the AFC West because, you know, I don't think Kansas City's for real. I think they got lucky. The Raiders, they're going to collapse, you know, like usual. They might win. They'll win like six or seven games. I haven't actually looked at the over-unders in Vegas. I'm actually going to be in Vegas. Like, it's after the opening game on the Thursday of the first week, but before the second game. By the way, that is not when the podcast is. I just happen to be in Vegas also that weekend. You know,
that's rad.
Opening NFL weekend. Yeah. No, but I'm there. I think the first game is New Orleans against somebody. I don't know. But I'm coming in after that game, so I'm hoping they still have season win totals and playoff bets available because I wanna get in on some of that action.
That'd be good. I don't know how you do it, man. You are able to tolerate a whole lot of Vegas. I think more than the average person.
I haven't been back to Vegas since July of last year, and at the end of that run, I was in Vegas. For those of you who don't know, which is, you know, six of our 10 fans, maybe four of them. I was in Vegas for 10 nights. I did see LeBron James, but we might have to save that for another podcast if I haven't talked about it already. I'm kind of getting buzzed and I don't remember. But I totally saw LeBron James in the Venetian salon. Yes, he was getting a mani and a pedi. True story. Yeah.
Well, he wasn't winning championships, that's for sure.
That was when he was sort of high on, oh, I'm going to win a fucking championship, which he did not. By the way, you know who has not been a douche over the past, like, maybe month? Is Mark Cuban. I was sort of expecting, like, some horrible gloating douchebag shit. I was actually kind of hoping for some gloating douchebag shit, and I didn't get it.
Like TDF, he's matured. He's matured a bit.
Like a fine wine or ale. True story. But yeah, no, okay. So I was in Vegas for fucking 10 nights, and by the end, like, part of it was business, part of it the beginning was pleasure, and then I just stayed on for this fucking long ass business trip. And by the end it was like, you know, like, finish my business shit, it's like 6, go to the fucking gym, shower, go to the fucking sports book. Don't even bet on anything cuz you're just so sick of fucking even being there. Order some fucking food and watch the Padres play. That, like, literally, that was my nights. Like, the last four nights was, like, watch the Padres, don't even gamble, just eat. Go to sleep at, like, 9:30.
I can see why you haven't been back in a year.
Yeah, I was fucking sick of it. 10 but nights in Vegas was ridiculous. And, you know, it's not like I have a fucking car. I'm just fucking staying in the Palazzo, which, by the way, their sports book is fantastic.
We'll have to go there.
I had to mail in some sports betting tickets from that trip.
Nice.
I took that money.
So let's get out of here, and maybe we'll come back before the Vegas podcast.
Let's shoot for it.
Let's do that.
Definitely.
Deal.
Word.
We'll cheers on it.
Oh, I do have to say this, though. This is just a 30-second interlude. So I live near where Comic-Con took place.
Yes.
And I have to say that on the day that Amy Winehouse was found dead, I saw a zombie Amy Winehouse. And my response was, not too soon.
No.
It was awesome. Glorious.
To be fair, she looked like a zombie well before she died.
We all knew she was going to die. It was just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Sorry, Amy Winehouse.
Maybe we'll pay tribute to her next time with a Amy Winehouse booze break.
Little RIP.
Spill one out for Amy Winehouse.
All right. Pouring one out for my homegirl.
Maybe. All right. So we're going to shoot to get one done, to get another podcast done before the Vegas one, just so that we can hype it a little more, maybe pick up a couple fans before then.
Fan. Let's not set our prospects too high.
We'll pick up fan. Before the next one.
Word.
All right, man. I'm gonna start this up, and there we go.
That's it. I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking
still a little rusty on the controls back here.
Nah, it's all good. We're out of practice. No worries.
Yeah, we'll pick it up again next time. And then after that, we're going to Vegas.
By the way, I'm digging your hat. Oh, shit's cutting out like, whoa.
Yeah, you recognize?
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit's badass.
This is the one you got me.
Yeah.
All right, man. TDF Radio is out.
We're out.
Peace, motherfuckers.
You can also beat off after the show. We don't care.